Welcome. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. This is the show where brothers-in-law DJ Culp and Brad Coleman talk about stuff from our perspective as men. It's a show for anyone who wants to hear how Christians interact with the world. And don't worry, we're real. We've grown up in church, and we want to share our experiences with you. We'll talk life stuff, church stuff, man stuff, and stuff. Here we go. Greetings, listeners here and there and everywhere, all across the land. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. I am one of your hosts, DJ Culp, as always, here with my beloved brother-in-law, Brad Coleman. Brad, I did it. There.
You did it.
I got it.
Good job.
I got it in.
All the way through.
It only took three times.
Take three. That's actually a good opening, though, for our discussion today, as we're talking about, you know.
No, it took three times, yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, my gosh, dude,
like,
yes.
That level only took me, like, three tries. That's
I'm incredible. So excited to talk about our topic today. So, usually, listeners, we, if you're regulars of the show, we banter back and forth. We sort of update ourselves with me and Brad, but to be quite honest, so today is February 3. We actually recorded this the day after we recorded the episode for January 27. So Brad and I don't really have a lot of update for each other. All right. So let's dive into today's topic. Today's topic has nothing to do whatsoever with Jesus and church. It is all stuff. Today's stuff. And Brad, I would be willing to say, I'm curious to hear you on this. When we were growing up, our topic today pretty much was really more of a guy thing, was it not?
Like, for the most part. I mean, it was a rarer thing to have gamer girls, I think.
Yeah, when we were kids.
Or at least they weren't mainstream.
Right.
Like, idea. Like,
and from what I remember, they also weren't very outspoken about it. You know, like gamers now, it's a totally different culture. It's a different world.
Well, it's cool now. I mean, like, back in the day, like, being a gamer was cool within a certain circle.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's very true.
But not outright popular. Like,
no.
You know, most people, oh, you guys.
Yeah. so you live with your mom, right? You know?
Yeah. And really, if we're honest, like, I was not, like, the PC gamer very much. I mean, like, I played some Diablo and stuff like that. So I think most of my questions and most
about Diablo.
Of where I'm going is going to, even before that, really, because DJ, we kind of, like, we predate PCs.
We what?
We predate PCs.
Yes,
I mean,
we do.
I'm not saying that,
yes,
they
we
weren't
do.
Out there, but they weren't mainstream. I think I got our first, we got our first PC, which was, it was a hand-me-down for somebody else when I was like 12.
Yeah, but dude, when we were kids, the PC operating system were it was DOS. So I mean, like, you could play games.
The games we were playing were a little different.
Yeah. So let's start here, Brad, because this is a really fun memory of mine. Mm. It was a summer school class that our school, that my elementary school was offering, as just sort of like an elective for fun. And I remember my mom asking me if I would be interested in it, and it was a computer class. And I was like, I really don't know what that is. I mean, I know what computers are, but I mean, sure, you know, this. And so this class actually precedes typing class, it predates typing class. So we had a room full of Apple IIe's, you know, I don't know if you remember Apple IIe's, but they were the black screen with the green blinking cursor. Mm. And we learned how to do command execute, you know, like all of those. And there's so many of those command prompts that I've forgotten. But the very first video game, Brad, that I ever played on a PC was a little bitty turtle that you could move around.
They
And
just
I remember the teacher reading out of this book, and like I remember thinking, I don't know what cursors are, but
Yeah.
the teacher
I'm
was
not
reading it.
supposed to do that. That's a sin to be a cursor.
Yeah, that's right. Especially if your dad's the pastor.
Yeah.
But I remember the teacher reading. So it says here, if you use the arrows, your turtle will move around on the screen.
Whoa.
I
And it was a
know,
big
like
deal, but it was.
it was amazing. Yes, it was so awesome.
You know, one of the first things, and this is not really, it's a game, but it's not. Like before we had a PC at home, you know, we had them, like, I remember probably in fourth grade, we did touch typing for beginners. And
I don't know about touch typing.
it were these games. So they kind of like, they had these typing programs where it taught you how to type and it showed you on the screen, on the keyboard, you know, where you're pressing. But then you had to, then you would do these games to practice. And I loved them. And it was like you were the tortoise. And there was a hare, and it's very simple, you know.
Yeah,
And
right.
like the faster you typed, the turtle would go, and like you were trying to beat the hare. But if you made an error, it didn't count, so it didn't move. So you had to do this. Now, here's the thing, and gamers have been doing this forever. We realized that if you lost a couple rounds, that the hare would go slower.
So
Is it
you play
would
the
kind of
system.
reset, yeah, and so then you'd be like, whoop its butt, even if you made mistakes.
That's right.
It was like, so it's like, you know, you deliberately throw a couple rounds and like, yeah, look at me. I mean, you get that hair going so slow because it thinks you're
Right.
just an idiot. So it's like,
So the game like that I remember is actually it wasn't the tortoise and the hare, but you were like a sprinter, like on a track.
yeah, there were several different games
Yeah,
that, and again, they were like high tech at the time.
they were awesome. That was actually one of my favorite typing games. And anytime, like so as you typed, your little person would run faster, but if you typed a wrong letter, your person would fall down. And this is me, Brad, and I'm sure
Yeah.
listeners, if you guys are gamers, first of all, let us know if you grew up, loving video games like Brad and I. But my favorite thing to do if I got bored was, all right, well, how ridiculous can this get? And so I would just start typing just dumb random letters just to see how fast I could make my person fall down.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
I didn't care about winning anymore. I just
The
want to see.
teacher's getting this little printout at the end of the day. And it's like,
I don't know what this is. I don't know what this means.
DJ needs, wow. Yeah, I've never seen a kid do this bad.
So
DJ, do you
video.
understand what these letters are?
That's right.
These are
So
words.
Brad, our topic today is video games. I want to start it out with my favorite video game memory of all time.
Okay.
It is actually my it's when I got my first video game console. I was in second grade, so if I do the math right, what is second grade? 8 years old, so it was 1990. 1989, 1990s. And I got for Christmas an NES. And listeners, if you have no idea what that is, that's a Nintendo Entertainment System. If you still have no idea what that is, go find out,
I know
please.
what Nintendo is. I doubt there's very many people out there who's like, what's Nintendo?
No, I'm not talking about the brand. I'm talking about an
Yeah,
NES.
I know. So they're going, Nintendo, it's something to do with Nintendo. Just a Pokemon?
Is it a Pokemon? Not back then, it wasn't a Pokemon. So, Brad, my very first video game that I ever had, because like back then, you remember, I mean, still they still do this, but you get a console and it comes with a game. The bundle had Excitebike in it. Did you ever
Oh,
play Excitebike?
yes, because again, I got all these things like hand-me-down once the new systems came in. Like the first new system I got was the SNES, and that was when the N64 was coming out,
Oh yeah,
and
dude,
it was
that's awesome.
clearanced. And so like my parents got it for me for Christmas when I got clearance, and I was so excited. That's one of the best gifts. Matter of fact, I had that until just a couple years ago when I gave it to my brother, who still
Oh,
has that SNES, still works,
such
still.
a good game console.
Yeah. So, but yeah, my cousins had Excitebike, so I'd go over to their house and just play, and loved where you could just build your own
I
course, and
know,
you do
yes.
those crazy
How high
things.
could you jump? And you like you could
Yeah.
you could like if you angled it right, your
Yeah.
rear wheel could knock over your opponents.
Yeah, and the kids today don't understand because like this is the simplest. It was so simple that sometimes the like if they're taking a course in school on creating like games or something like that, because I know like Hannah's doing this simple little, they're kind of teaching kids to code in this one
Yeah.
class that she's doing, but with a very simple level, and I'm like, that was what Excitebike was. Like you could probably be coding it.
I mean, you're not wrong, man.
And
Excitebike
so,
in its essence was just basic. I
yeah.
mean,
But it was brilliant.
it was, oh, and dude, it was so entertaining.
Right.
Like
For
you could,
us, because
for
it
us,
was like there was we'd never done anything like that
that's
before.
it. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Like my aunt had an Atari, right?
I don't, if we ever had an Atari, I don't remember it.
An Atari, and again for us and the kids today won't even get this, but Atari was like those type of games made their comeback when cell phones first had a screen. You play like Snake. That was like the Atari. It was just like, okay, here's a couple pixels. We can do a few things.
That's right. Yeah.
It's simple. It's not. Just see how long you can keep the snake from running into itself.
Yeah, I love that game, by the way. All right, so that's my absolute favorite video game memory. What's yours?
So it involves my cousin Chris, and it involves before I actually had any kind of system
Okay.
because he had a Nintendo. My cousin Chris is several years older than me. Like when I was little, he was in high school. But I'd go down to his house because they lived just a couple houses down,
Yeah.
and he would play Super Mario Brothers 3. And so he was really good at it, and he played it for a long time. Matter of fact, I learned a lot of the secrets just watching him play through. I would just sit there
Yeah.
and watch him play through Super Mario 3. Well, I don't know if you know this, but when you beat Super Mario 3, it starts over.
Yeah.
You just replay the worlds, but you start with like the P-wings, the forever like
No
flying
way. I didn't know
wings.
that.
Like you
Yeah.
get like two whole, at least two whole, like your whole inventory is full of those.
Wow.
And so he would beat it, and I don't know if he did this multiple times, but like it felt like it. Like I know that, like so he would beat it, and then he'd hand it to me, so I could play, and I got to
Yeah.
start with these power up wings, these P wings that would just eternally fly through a level, and then you finish the level, and it was just a regular, like flying kind of Mario, but you still had you could use another one until you used them up, and it was. So it was so cool.
Yeah.
And here is like, again, here's just my older cousin whom I thought was like one of the coolest
Yeah.
guys I've ever met. I still do, Chris, if you're listening. I still think you're one of the coolest guys I've ever met. And
Shout out to Chris.
yeah, he would just, but yeah, he'd beat it. And then he'd just let me play,
Yeah.
and he wouldn't sit there and watch me very long. He's going to go do his thing. But I mean, like, I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. And
That's cool, man.
never forgotten that. So yeah, that's probably my favorite like in game, especially like when I look at like first. But there's one thing about Chris is Chris is just a nice guy, and
Yeah.
he always he taught me things. He treated me with respect, even though I was this weird little kid. He
Right.
never made me feel like, I mean, like he would tease me, like
Sure.
cousins
Yeah.
are, because cousins are supposed to do that, a
Yeah.
little bit.
Correct.
But I never felt like he was critical of me. I always
Yeah.
felt like his teasing was including me,
That's fun.
and like I, and I, and I'm not, I don't want to pick on any of my other cousins, but like not all of my cousins made me feel that way.
I can relate.
So, you asked me to write some questions.
Yeah, dude.
So here's my first question.
Okay.
DJ, how did you figure out secrets before YouTube and Google? Like all
Yeah,
of these games,
dude.
they have the secrets you got to figure out, or the secret
They
way you got
do.
to beat the level, or
Yeah. So there
you
were.
couldn't just YouTube it and watch another guy do it.
You're exactly right. All right. So, first of all, let me say this. Before I bought a Nintendo 64 with my own money when I was a, I don't know, sophomore, junior in high school, I think. I did not actually have another game console beyond the NES. So like the four consoles that I've ever owned my entire life include the NES, the 64, I still have the 64, the Nintendo Wii, which we just replaced this Christmas, and I don't own it technically, but like we got Noah a Nintendo Switch. So I'm
Yeah, it's
Nintendo
awesome
through and through.
system.
Oh, he's so good. But yeah, I am Nintendo through and through. So to answer your question, a lot of the and really the majority of the games that I owned did not have a lot of those secrets built in, with the exception of Super Mario Brothers. And to answer that question, using Super Mario Brothers, how did I figure out the secrets? By complete accident. By
Trial and
like
error.
and
Right.
not even trial and error. Like the very first time, or one of the very first times that I ever found a one up is just because I just happened to jump at the right time in the right place. And I thought, wait a minute, there's these things in the game? And that's when I started just jumping all over the place. Like, I gotta find another one. And
Does
then,
this pipe lead to anything
yeah,
or
I know,
not?
right?
You
Is it
try and
po
ever
like,
pipe?
can I, is it really possible to, jump off the screen? And then not come down and think, wait a minute, can I move? And
Yeah,
then you just
will
start running and like everything's moving beyond, but below you. And dude, this is a secret passage. What have I
it?
stumbled upon? Yeah, that's how I did it.
I think it's in Super Mario Bros. 3, there's a secret where you, like, if you go down the sand, like quicksand, like most of the time you reach the bottom, you die. But there's a couple where you reach the bottom and it drops into a secret room. And
See, that's so cool, man.
it is. And sometimes, like, you found that by thinking you were gonna die.
It's exactly right. Well,
And I
I
think
guess
they
this is
intended
over.
that back then, right? Again, because you didn't have people like doing YouTube videos, oh, hey, go to the third one and this is what it is. No, you're like, oh man, I'm dead. I'm dead. Oh wait, no, there's like a one up
Yeah.
and
Now, I will say this. I only ever did this once because I had a friend who had one. But did you ever hear of the Game Genie?
I've heard of them. I never had one. I never knew anybody that like I played with
Yeah.
that had one.
So the Game Genie came with just a book full of codes that you could unlock, like how to, ways to cheat. And there was one of my absolute favorite games to play in the NES is called Super C. So there was Contra, and then there was Super Contra. I didn't have the original Contra, but I had Super C. And dude, Super C is so freaking hard. Man, it's like just having to dodge bullets, knowing like, all right, I need this gun for these bad guys, or that gun for that bad guy. And I could never beat the thing. So my friend Kyle Lasar, my best friend in elementary school, Kyle, dude, if you're out there, I would love to be able to catch up with you, man. But anyways, Kyle brought his Game Genie over, and to be quite honest, I didn't have any fun with it because I wasn't earning anything. And if there's anything that I really like, I don't want this to be like a soapbox, but like a filibuster. That's what I was trying to think of. There is something about a lot of the games now because of, first of all, their online platforms, but also because of, all you have to do is go to YouTube or just try to find other videos elsewhere of people telling you how to play these games. There's not a lot of like risk reward. Like how do I beat this level? I'll just go watch somebody who's already done it. Versus, how do I beat this level? I don't know. I guess I have to start the game over.
Well, and I think there were a lot of things too that, like, when other people had played those games, I picked up stuff from other people, like watching Chris. Like I was like, oh,
Yeah.
I would have never known if I just bust that block and fly up there that there's a whole new like half a level up there.
Right.
So watching or talking to other guys or overhearing people talk about, oh, hey, did you know this?
Yeah.
So there was that communication.
And it was in from that standpoint, there was really a lot more community that was involved in talking about the game, but also, like you were saying, also playing the game. And like, I mean, with only two players with the NES, and Super NES had four, if I remember right, had four ports, didn't it?
No, it came standard with two. I think
Did
that's
it?
when they had games. I think they had like some stuff you could buy to make it four.
Got it. Okay. I had in my head that it had four
But
ports
the
on it, but
N64
yeah.
had four ports.
Yeah.
And that's like kind of the first time you could do like quads in like a game, like, you
Yeah.
know. So I remember we had double Goldeneye
Oh,
007,
dude.
which was, you know, great. And, you know, me
Such
and
a
my
good
brother,
game.
you know, that was the Fortnite. That was our Fortnite.
Yep.
Then you could get together, you could play one on one, you could play up to four people.
Yeah.
Now, obviously you're all looking at the same screen. So there's that,
It's really
you
easy to
know,
cheat. You know,
don't,
like, I know
yeah.
where you're at.
Are you, stop cheating.
I know. Yeah.
Stop looking at me. You know, so there was no like hidden there. It was kind of the honor system and we weren't always honorable.
Yeah.
And even if you tried to be, I mean, it's kind of hard
It's kind of hard not to.
not to see the square next to yours that's just right there. But yeah, we had so much fun with that. My brother would destroy me. My little brother. My brother's 5 years younger than me. My little brother would destroy me at those games.
That's fun.
He had
That's
such
funny.
better aim, all that. I just remember one time I had the golden gun.
Yeah.
Guys, if you don't know this, if you had the golden gun in GoldenEye 007, it was a one shot, one kill. If you
Doesn't matter
shot him in the
where you,
hand, right,
yeah, or the
you shot him
foot.
in the hand,
Yeah.
he's dead. You
That's
got
exactly right.
it, grazed him, he's dead.
He's dead.
I
That's
had the
exactly.
golden gun. I had found the golden gun, and he still beat me. Like I ran in, I'm gonna like just, no. But he had just this killer aim. So one of the things I learned, and again, this is my little brother, which Bub's always been, you know, he's always been sharp with that kind of thing, especially. And I had to use a different technique. I could not beat him gun for gun. Like if we're having a OK Corral situation, I'm dead.
Yeah.
So I had to play it smart. They had these proximity
I
mines.
knew you were going to say that. I was like, so you're the booby trap guy.
I would booby trap it,
Yes.
and I learned because he's smart, right? So
Yeah.
he would learn to look for them,
Yeah.
and you could shoot them and set them off.
And they blow up. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I learned just how close I could get the next mine without it being set off by the first mine.
That's
So
awesome,
he,
dude.
and then I would kind of hide it, but enough so like he could see the first one, you
Yes.
know. But it didn't look like I was just sitting it, you know.
Right.
And so he'd be like, oh yeah. And then he'd hit it. And then he'd run right into the second mine. I just remember him being like, stop doing that.
No, I'm not gonna stop doing that. That's part of the strategy.
Yeah.
And that's another thing about like you know, FPSs, first person shooters, that I kind of, I mean, I'll play them, but I miss kind of like the strategy, the slow sort of the slow burn of like the 007, you know, where you have to move slowly. You have to be extremely strategic. And I mean, like, you would know this way more than me, because I know that I've heard you talk that you and Isaiah play, is it Call of Duty? Is that what it is?
So we did Call of Duty for a while, and then I kind of got the new Call of Duty came out, and then they kind of just like dropped the old one. Like you could still play it, but it like lagged a lot and it took longer. I mean, it's really evident that they were intentionally doing this so you'd buy the newest one.
Right.
And then, you know, it's like 60, $70. And then a year later they come out, like there's two versions since we stopped playing that have come out. And I was just like, I'm
Goodness.
done.
Yeah.
I'm done with that garbage of, you know. And so I didn't play anything for a while, and then Ninja Turtles came into Fortnite, and the kids were playing, and I was like, "Wait, Ninja Turtles are? I can get a Ninja Turtle skin." So I can play as Leonardo now because I purchased this Leonardo skin with my adult money. So I now also can be Boba Fett. I can be a football player. I can put my number on. Yeah, all kind of, I mean, they know how to make money. Here's the beautiful thing that I do like about Fortnite, right? And there's some downsides. So like, I'm not saying, oh yeah, Fortnite's awesome. But the thing I like about it is all of the skins and all of the cool stuff that you get, none of them, as far as I know, give you any kind of extra oomph in the game.
It's just the way you look.
It's just the way you look, you know? So it's, in that sense, it's not pay to play. Like, even like you get these car skins, all it does is make your car look cooler. Doesn't make it go faster. So the in-game dynamic doesn't change based on the character that you're playing. You know, and I like that. So you don't start with a better gun. You got to learn where the better guns are found, and then the maps keep changing, and so then it's like, oh, well, now it's not here anymore. That part I don't like, because as soon as I figure out these things, it seems like it's like, what, were you just waiting on me? Oh, right, this is where that was that everybody else knew. Because, you know, I don't think about, oh, I should go to YouTube, at least not very often. I don't like watching other people play games in that
No,
sense.
there's nothing fun about that. Why do I want to sit and watch you play with a toy? You know, like.
Do you know, though, there is the adult version of that, the non-gamer adult version of that. You know,
Fishing?
it's, well, yeah, I mean, that would
Fishing
work
shows,
too. But I
yeah.
mean, like,
Racing?
HGTV, you know,
HGTV, yeah. I mean, I
like,
suppose. I
let's buy
suppose.
this house and let's flip it. Let's fix it up. Hey, look, let's watch this guy renovate a kitchen.
You know, Brad,
I'm never going to renovate my kitchen.
that's a really good point because football, baseball, basketball, let's
Yeah.
watch other people do things
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not doing.
so, and I'll be honest.
I've
So,
never thought about that. I kind of
well,
hate
I
you for
hadn't
that.
either, and I was like being really critical of my kids, like, because they were just watching. I was like, look, you got Minecraft. Stop watching people play Minecraft. I mean, like, if you're going to watch people, I'm like, it's fine. Go watch the video to see how to do something and go in and do it. And then I'm like, I mean, I even prayed about it because I was like, you know, I want my kids to not be dumb and do dumb stuff. I mean, they're going to do dumb stuff, but I could pray about everything. And so I prayed about it, and I'm like, so then I'm at my mom's shortly after that, and we're sitting there watching these people look at these houses to buy and talk about what they're going to do to fix it up, you know. And then the next show is, oh, it's a fixer-up show. And it was like God was like,
You know, you do
this is kind of like what your kids are doing, isn't it? That's kind of the same thing. And I'm like, oh, it is.
It is gone.
And
You're
it did.
right.
It totally changed my perspective on it. Now, I still don't like, yeah, I think what it did was make me want to watch those shows less. I was like, yeah,
That's right.
oh, dumb I'm being. But again, I think we do. We like to watch this. I mean, like, if you think about it, that's what are movies, you know, we're kind of doing the same thing. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm on some level being like, oh yeah, that'd be that guy right there. That's kind of me. Yeah. Oh no, I wouldn't have done that.
All right, so to that point, this is something that I was thinking about for you. If you like, is there a video game or like a video game character or something like that that you just fell in love with that you I'm not going to, I mean, maybe identified with. I think that's a weird way to word it. But like, is there something that you would always run to because you connected with that particular game probably more so than anything else?
Well, again, like, I never had a whole lot of games. Like, even when, like, so I got the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the SNES. And again, I got it when it was getting, you know, I got it for Christmas. It was, and I wanted one. I played it at my friend's house. So I loved Super Mario World. But I had that and like maybe three or four other games. And some of them were just really horrible games. Like I had this one game, it was like a soccer game, but it wasn't, you didn't play soccer. It was like soccer ball was your weapon, and you went through these stupid levels, and it was not very fun, and it was
Yeah.
super difficult, and it was
That's
just like,
stupid.
And but again, like my parents got what they could afford, and oh, that
Sure.
game was like $5 or whatever it was when it was clearance. I
Yep,
think there
yep.
was like a $5 bin or something at Walmart for a while, and it was these games that, well, people weren't gonna pay a lot of money for because they suck. No offense against whoever it was, like FIFA World or whatever, but it was like the whole idea was that they had crashed on their plane and like it was in the middle of the jungle, and so they were fighting all of these like jungle things, but also like bad guys that were like, I don't know if they were drug dealers or whatever, but
Yeah,
with
right.
guns and stuff with your soccer ball, like,
With your soccer ball.
yeah, it was pretty dumb. But the game that I really got into and loved so much, other than Super Mario Brothers 3, which that was on NES, was Super Mario Brothers World. With Yoshi and all that, and then you could get the different color
Such a
Yoshis.
good game. It's such a
And
good game.
once I finally got into like Star Road and was able to get the red Yoshi, get the yellow Yoshi, and all of those things, and they each had different like powers. The red one could shoot fire. The yellow one was kind of lame. It kind of just did like a super stomp, but you had to be really close. Like I never utilized that a lot. But then you had the purple Yoshi, which could fly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like so if you got a purple shell, any Yoshi could fly. But if you got a purple Yoshi, or maybe blue, it looked purple on my screen. I think
Yeah, it was
now
probably
it
blue.
was. I think it was now it was blue. It was blue. But I always called it purple Yoshi because it looked purple on my old TV. But he would get a shell. Any shell, and then like he could fly for the duration. Now, after a while, he would swallow the shell and then he'd lose the ability, or you spit it out and he'd lose the ability. So you had to be careful there, but yeah, he could like fly, like, and it was an amazing ability. So I would just, I'd have this level that was really hard that I wasn't able to beat. I'm gonna go back and go to Star Road, I'm gonna get this Yoshi, and I'm going to fly past that part. So, and then I felt accomplished because in Star Road, there's like a secret set of levels, which are the five, I think there's five of them, like most difficult levels in the game. They're incredibly difficult. They stressed me out. But once I finally beat them, once I finally figured out how to beat them, I felt so accomplished. And there, I think, is one of the things that we lose, right? I didn't have a YouTube video to go watch.
The sense of accomplishment. That's why I
Look,
said, like,
I had to die 87 times.
yes, the what is it? What did I, how did I word it? But like, there's risk and reward. You know, like you were saying, you had to die how many times to figure that out? There
I had
was
to
this.
walk away and come back the next day sometimes because
Yeah,
I
that's
was so
exactly
mad.
right. Yes.
They had like little Koopa that was like dressed as a football player, and he would like throw these footballs, and like he's so far away, he's over here, and he's just constantly throwing these footballs, and it looks like there's absolutely no way to get across, and like if football hits you, it's like if you're little it kills you, if not it makes you little. You're sitting here trying to do all this. And it's like, this is impossible. There's no shell for the blue purple Yoshi to eat to get across. You're trying to do all of these things, and I would get mad, and I'd just have to stop playing and come back and try again later. Yeah, and then I finally figure out the secret to doing it. I don't want to ruin it for anybody that may go back and play that, so I'm
So
not going to tell you.
I had this game that I loved to play. It was so cool. It was called Bionic Commando. And Bionic Commando, like you're a soldier, and you were basically like it was set in like not World War II, but it was set you against basically Nazis. I mean, they looked like Nazis, they were dressed like Nazis. They're like a lot of the like the logos and the symbols for this, this sect of people would remind you of some of the Nazi symbols. Anyways, I can't remember if it's level 7, 9, or 11. It's one of those odd numbers. Throughout the game, you would collect radio packs. Then again, in World War II, when if you were a radio guy, you would radio in airstrikes, whatever. You could collect those, and they were in your inventory. Well, you clearly have the right to just be like, well, I don't, I'm not worried about that. I just want to get through the level. So at the beginning of one of these levels, you start out with this really. With a really tall, like an I-beam, like that construction workers would use. This is just a tall I-beam that you cannot get through. You can't shoot it. You've got the premise of the game is that you one of your arms is is like a retracting claw that you can stretch out. You can cling things. You can swing, but like it doesn't grapple, and. What you can't do is you can't leave the level. So you are literally stuck there unless you have the right radio pack with you. And here's how I figured it out, by pure dumb luck. But I had to actually press reset on my game multiple times and just start over. Because I mean, like, if you leave, if again, you can't leave the level, but like, if you look at your inventory and you have like chosen one of the wrong colors radio packs, or if you just bypass it entirely, I mean, you're out of luck. Like, there's nothing you can do. So yeah, I'm really with you on that one. That there was so much reward when you really figured it out.
Well, and like we played games before there were save files.
Yeah.
I mean, like Super Mario World had save files, but I mean, like you look at some of those games, like you can't turn off Super Mario Brothers 3 in the NES system and come back and be where you were.
No, or any of
And
the other ones for that matter.
what was the worst? What was the worst is when it froze.
Oh,
Like you're
dude,
doing well,
yes.
you're on level 5 or something, and all of a sudden you jump and the screen just goes
And
like
you hear
yeah, oh yeah. And it's
diddly-diddly-dee.
like, no.
I know, dude. That's
Why?
awesome. I know. Oh,
Oh, back when
so.
that was the worst thing in life, the worst thing that ever happened to us. Like,
Yeah, right.
my life is over.
So the kind of games that I didn't realize that I loved, and it probably be because when I was a kid, it's just not how my brain worked and how, I really found enjoyment. And I know I've said this recently on the show, but once I hit college and I started playing, like I was actually a PC gamer. Now I didn't have tons and tons of stuff, but I loved the online platform with first person shooters. But there was a game that came out that completely changed how I began to think, wow, I really like these types of games. This game was called Morrowind, and Morrowind was a fantasy game. And it was Blizzard. I think Blizzard is the game company that made it.
Yeah,
And
they made a lot of
Morrow,
good games. They made
yeah,
Diablo, where you
yes, yeah,
fight
it's,
the devil, by the way. You're not the devil.
yeah. You're not the devil. You fight the devil. That's right. For anybody that's uber conservative and think that Diablo is a demonic game, no, you're killing demons. Anyways, dude, Diablo is hard. But I remember with Morrowind, a friend of mine got it, and I would stay up until 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning doing nothing but playing Morrowind. So here's the rules of Morrowind. Ready? There aren't. You
Kind of
can
an open
actually,
world.
yes, it's open world. You
That's
can go anywhere you want. You can kill anybody you want to. It is possible to actually kill every single thing in the game, and you would be the only thing left living. And I began to realize, like, dude, this is addicting. I don't want to stop playing because there's always something else to do. And that's when I began to realize I don't think that I can, I need to press pause on video games.
I can't play like true open world games. Like Isaiah can, it's fine. He's doing some of these Zelda. He's paid, he's bought,
Dude,
saved up his own money, bought his own
Zelda
money.
is so awesome.
But, and like, you know, so it's like he, there's like this open world Zelda that he's playing. He enjoys it. He loves it. Paid for it with his own money. You know, my buddy Angelo and him will talk about it. You know, he'll tell me about it, but I'm kind of like, okay, cool. Yeah. I don't know what that is, but yeah. And it sounds like a lot of fun, but I also know I can't do it. Like I get lost in those games
I
and
know.
I lose like track of time and reality. And I've spent way too much time with really nothing to show for it other
That's
than,
exactly
okay,
right.
yeah, I beat that boss. And yes, at the moment it felt like it was the most important thing in the history of ever. But, you know, looking back, it's like, yeah, okay, I spent how long?
I
One of the things
remember.
I love about one of the things I love about Fortnite, though, because it's somewhat open world, but you know, there's some different things. But I can play with my brother.
Oh, that's
Like
cool.
recently, like I had stopped playing for a while because I need to be playing with somebody else so that when they quit, I quit.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
We call it
otherwise,
accountability. Yeah,
yeah, otherwise,
right.
you know, I will play way too long. But it's really fun because like just I had probably 6 months to a year I hadn't played, and then my brother started playing with his kids, and he was
That's
like,
cool.
hey. You want to play Fortnite? So now, like over the last, especially like I think it really started with like we were all in the snow, right? Because they were snowed in, we were snowed in.
Like just a week or so ago?
Yeah. And
Right.
so since then, you know, probably 6, 8 times, I've played Fortnite with my brother, or I've played Fortnite with my niece and nephew. Played Fortnite with my brother, my niece, and my nephew, and my niece's boyfriend, who is like the guy you want on your team and the guy you definitely don't want not on your team. Because, like, it's like, okay, Adam, the rest of us are dead. We need you to come and revive us and kill these four people that just slaughtered us. And then he would, like only like one time, I think, did those people ever get him. And it'd be like 4-on-1.
Goodness,
And he'd
dude.
just be like, okay, I got your guys' cards. I'm going to reboot you. It's like, thanks. And he would never hang with us because he was out slaughtering groups of four,
That's
you know,
right.
across the map. It's like at the end, how many kills did you get? Oh, I got three. Oh, I got four. He's like, oh, I got 43, I think was the most he ever said. I got 43. There's 100 people in the game and we're four of them.
That's funny.
And it's yeah, and so it's like we just divide Adam's score by 10.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
So you got 4.3.
that's your
Yeah, that's
handicap.
right. You got 4.3 kills, Adam. He's like,
That's
okay,
right.
that's fair. He's a nice kid. And
Oh, that's good.
but we played this one game where it was just us because you can only play four at a time. And so Isaiah was on, and then I was on, and my brother, and my niece, my nephew, and Adam. And so I think Carrie Beth may have played. Yeah. And Carrie Beth. So here we are, all these people. So we found this game in Fortnite where it was just us against each other. Yeah. We had to kick Adam out. This just wasn't fun.
Yeah, right. It's not fun.
Like Adam just kills us all within a few. Like
That's funny.
I did kill Adam one time. Like he was shooting at somebody else, and I had a sniper rifle, and I hit him from behind. One shot, one kill kind of deal, because that's the only way. And he was like, whoa, what happened? I was like, I got you. I got you. It was fair and square. I
That's
mean, we
right.
didn't fair and
I can,
square
it's like I
up.
can quit now.
Yeah.
So, real quick, before I say what I want to say about the new game that Noah and I absolutely love. I'm talking about adore playing with each other. Along the same lines of Fortnite, back when I was in college, so listeners, I attended Murray State University from 01 to 06, and in that span of time, there was a computer game company called Epic Games, and
Yep,
they
made some good
had,
games too.
yeah, they did, and
Some epic games.
there were some epic games. One of my absolute favorites that was a PC game was called Unreal Tournament. And Unreal Tournament is a first-person shooter, but it's all it is just like, you can, I mean, there's different ways that you can play. You can do capture the flag, you can just simply do, a timed match, and so you just kill as many people as you can until time runs out. But for those of you who remember Unreal Tournament, I was looking this up, Brad, because I couldn't remember the name of the video game. And I was, just thinking about our conversation today. And when it dawned on me, I looked it up, and Epic Games is actually providing free of charge, just so that they can kind of keep the nostalgia and the sentiment alive. You can download Unreal Tournament and play it for no charge at all. Because I mean, like they got rid of it. I think the last update that they put on the game is like in 2013. But the game was at its height from like the late 90s to 2004. So anyways, just a fun little fact. All right, last thing here, Brad. So I mentioned that we got Noah a Nintendo Switch at Christmas. I had no idea how awesome this game system was, because I'd really never played one. And you're right, it's so good. So as we mentioned, what, this past week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, to our listeners, that you and I were sick, and that we were really just homebound, if you will, for a week and a half. So Cher and I got gobs and gobs of family time together. It was wonderful. Here's how we ended every evening. We'd put Zoe to bed at around 8 o'clock, typical bedtime for her, our youngest listeners, if you're new to the show. And then we turn all the lights off, and we'd sit on the couch for an hour to an hour and a half. Me, Noah, Shara, and Addie, and we would all play Super Smash Brothers. Dude, oh my gosh! Like it's ta it hit it, it it is taking me back to my days where I first learned about Super Smash Brothers when I was in college, because I never played Super Smash Brothers. And I've learned how to play it on the GameCube, and then I when I like I played it. I found out that it was on 64. But oh, it is one of my favorite things already to do with my son. And his too, like we were playing last night, and we were doing what is it, individual battle, solo battle, and we were doing it with six people, me and him, and then four computers. But Noah just looked at me and said, "Daddy, can we just play with me and you?" "Yeah, buddy." "Just me and
Daddy,
you,
I
just
just want to
me."
beat you up.
Oh no. Like
Want to try, right?
that was about to say, dude, that was the experience that I had with my dad. Dad did not know how to play video games, because like it was one of these, it was like a late addition to him. But you and I grew up playing video
That's
games.
right.
Like I can take Noah to town on a video game. It's fun. So listeners, we hope that you've enjoyed sort of just our me and Brad recounting our past with video games. Clearly, we didn't hit everything, but we hope that you have enjoyed this. Video games for us are I mean, really is one of our childhood memories. And I never had Sega, as I mentioned, but I remember a couple guys in that I went to school with. We'd play Mortal Kombat, and I would just think that these things are awesome, so cool. But listeners, what we want to do is we want to hear from you. What is your favorite game? What is your favorite video game? Do you have one? Do you hate video games? Let us know. It's okay. It's a safe space. You can follow us on our Facebook group page, Men's Church Stuff. You can also follow us on Instagram at Men's Church Stuff. Contact us. Let us know what you think about the show. Subscribe to the show. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, make sure that you click subscribe, so that you're aware your phone will automatically notify you when a new show drops. We drop shows, if you're new to the show, every Monday. And Brad, before we go, I have continually forgotten to say this, but I need to give a very special shout out to our faithful listener, John Reeder. John was listening to an episode, I think 3 or 4 episodes ago, like around Thanksgiving, and I was telling the listeners about Rail Baron. John Reeder posted on our Facebook group page that he loves Rail Baron. And I'm sorry, John, that I have completely neglected mentioning that. I love that you love Rail Baron. There, let's see, you are seriously one of the only people that I have ever been in contact with in my life that has known about it. I've introduced it to a bunch of people, but I, like, seriously, if people know about Rail Baron that I know, no one's ever told me. So, John, I love that you love Rail Baron. Hope that you get to play it. Hope that you get to play it often. Brad, to that point, I hope that you and I get to play Rail Baron here soon.
Yeah.
But beyond that, Brad, I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Listeners, we love you. We will catch you next time.
Game on.
Game on. Actually, wouldn't it be like game off?
No, they're going to go game on.
They're going to go game off. Okay.